We are learning and we are starting three lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah, one of the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris is V'nechel b'chipazen. Pesach Mitzrayim had to be eaten in a rush. But Pesach Doris, you eat very slowly. Menolon, the Omakra, V'chaltam oisoy b'chipazen. Oisoy nechel b'chipazen. This one is nechel b'chipazen, v'in achar, and nothing else is nechel b'chipazen. What?
It says
V'avarata. Does Tais really ask the Kasha? Tais says Kasha Riva. Second round Tais says Kasha Riva. My lay paruch ve'im ois v'chvazo ve'im pesach shein nechvazo. No, pesach doris hakinam nechal v'chvazo me'avarata. That's Tais's Kasha. So for Tais, I would say, I'll answer, you don't want to say v'avarata because everything else to use the miyat for. But Tais comes with the extra ammunition over here. He says, I have a miyat for pesach sheini. So what do you do? Tais asks the Kasha. I don't know, the Tarot says, the Chazal had a Kabbalah. I guess here you didn't use v'avarata for this. So the Gemara, I guess, sometimes it makes sense that Pesach Mitzrayim Chepazon made sense, but they had to in a rush, that to show they were finally in the time, so that's what they had it. But Pesach Doris now, Pesach Doris now you call Shiva. We don't need to call him Pesach now. Oh, you don't have to call him anything. But Pesach Doris now you call Shiva. It says in the Mishnah that Belaila Echad or Pesach Doris now you call Shiva. It sounds like Pesach Doris you bring every night a new carbon Pesach, a new piece of steak every night. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Great thing about my koy, what are we going on? Ilima a Pesach, going on carbon Pesach. Pesach called Shiva Mika. There's no carbon Pesach all 7 days. Ella, it's going on chametz. It's going and Pesach Doris has a din that you can't eat chametz 7 days. Mechal Pesach Mitzrayim Laila Echad v'suloi. So he's saying now what it means like this. Says belaila echad or pesach doris never called shiva, which means chametz on pesach mitzrayim laila echad, and pesach doris is 7 days. So ella chametz v'chal pesach mitzrayim laila echad v'suloy, and that's it. The time basically the emer menayim pesach mitzrayim sheichem mutzinayig el yom echad. How do you know that pesach mitzrayim it was a kapana one day, only one day is din chametz. So with darshan lo yoichal is hayoyim, that day went out. You couldn't eat chametz, but mice it's a whole day now, only a laila. So Allah Akhamah, let's read the Mishnah, you have to make a chsur mechsur a little bit. Allah Akhamah. Laila echa, the Karm Pesach is one night, but who I didn't Pesach there is only one night. Vichimutzoi of Pesach Mitzrayim is called yoyim, you're not eating chametz the whole day. Well, Pesach Doris, and the Pesach of Doris, you're not allowed to eat chametz, no, you call Shiva, all 7 days. So it comes out, our Mishnah is saying that Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris are the same, Legavit of Pesach, but Legavit chametz is different. Pesach Mitzrayim, you only could eat chametz for one day. Pesach Doris, it was 7 days. So the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Shua. This Mishnah is a handle of something called a Tmura. A Tmura is also to take a carbon that's chulin and put it next to, let's say, a kachim carbon and say, I want this to be like this. And the law is, if you do this, it's not a transfer. It acquires, the chulin acquires, acquires the kachim, the status of the other carbon. It's also to do, but it works. And it acquires the status. Omar Rabbi Shua, Shemati, I heard from my Rabbeim, Shetmuras Pesach Kreva, there's a Tmuras Pesach which is Karav, Metmuras Pesach and a Kreva, and there's a Tmuras Pesach that's not, you can't be back of it on the Mizbeh. Ve'in lefarish. And I don't know which one's which. Omar Rabbi Kiva, ani lefarish. I will explain it to you. HaPesach Shenimtza Koidem Shchitis HaPesach Yira Ad Shiestahim. The halacha is that if you have a carbon Pesach and then you lost it, so you mafresh a new one, and then you find the old one. So we'll call one the Mekairi, the original one, and now the new one. So it depends. If you found them before, you, like say, by Chatzai's time, and then you started, I'm bringing one of them, I'm bringing the original one, that is called a dechia. I'm pushing the other one away. Otherwise, it was right to bring a Pesach, and I didn't bring it, it's a dechia. It makes it possible for a carbon. But there's another type of case where you lost it, you mafresh a new one, you brought it on a Pesach, and chal moed, you found the other one. Chal moed, you found the other one. That is not dechia, because I didn't intentionally push it away, it got lost. It's not called dechia. It wasn't royal b'shas, the Pesach was brought. There, the halach is that one can be brought at the shlam. The halach is, moisa Pesach turns into a shlam. So if you have a dochi b'dayim one, then it has to get a mum, and you sell it, you use the money for a shlam. But if it's found afterwards, then it's not dochi. If it's not disqualified, not dochi, not pushed away, is the literal tithe, not pushed away, then you can bring it for a shlam. So Omar Rabbi Kiva, ani afarish. A Pesach shum tzakoidim shchitas ha-Pesach. You found the other Pesach before shchitas ha-Pesach, then it's a dochi. Dirach yistav yimakhev yavid amishlam. V'chein t'murasai. And also, it's t'mura. If you make a t'mura on this one that was found, that was pushed away, it has the same din. You can't bring it as a shlamim. You have to use the money for shlamim. Wait to get some money, use money for shlamim. Achas chuzah pesach, when you find it after shechita, for example, you find it in chayal ma'id, then karav shlamim, then it's a ma'isah pesach. V'chein t'murasai. And the t'mura also, they'd say, harei zeh kezeh, will also be able to be brought as a shlamim, because the kachem it's coming from, it's acquiring that kedusha that it could be brought as a shlamim. This also can be brought as a shlamim.
Who will you make the tour? Before it's lost after.
You only can make the tour when the thing is in front of you. When the pesach is in front of you. This ma'isa pesach. So it depends when if the ma'isa came before I made tour, then it's no good. But we'll see. You could be onto a point. When do you make a tour? Maybe a little later. Maybe it was found before you made a tour later. That thing we're going to talk about. Such a case. Talk to Gemara. So first of all, our whole Mishnah discussing the Tmura, the same Shaila could be discussed, the Pesach itself. You'll call it your insurance policy Pesach. That's the same question there. Could that be brought to Shlomo after the Imam? You don't have to bring it to the Tmura. So that's the Gemara's question. Velema, Pesach Karav, Pesach in a Karav. You could have said, the Rebbe could have told him, a certain Pesach has Karav, something that's not Karav. Why did it jump to the Tmura? So to Gemara, Kamash Malon, the Ika Tmura is Pesach like Karav. It's telling you a Chiddush. You would have a Havaminim that a Tamura is never a Shaila of Dachui. Why? Because Tamura is automatically set up as an extra. If it's automatically set up as an extra, we know it's a Moisa Pesach. It's automatically a Moisa Pesach to give up a Shlamim. Kamash Malon, no. So if you rash, the Kamash Malon is that if you do a Tamura before you brought the Karm Pesach, you taka have another Karm Pesach here. You can bring this for Karm Pesach itself. And that's why it's called Dachi, when I pick out one and say, this is my Karm Pesach, I pushed away the other ones, the other two. But if it's later, you didn't push it away, then you can bring it for Shlom. So what the Chiddush is, that it's not automatically set up as a Maizu Shlom. That's what Rashi learns. It could be a Tzad Pesach. Tosfos has two other Pshatim, but we're going to stick with Rashi's Pshat. What the Chiddush is. Tosfos 2 and the Chiddush is. Itmar. Now let's learn Itmar. What's the cutoff point when we say it's too late? It's called dachui. It's called pushed away. When's the cutoff point? Is it when I shech the carbon and I'm saying, oh, I don't want you? Or even by chatzos already, it's already dachui. So itma. Rab ama koidim shchita ul acha shchita shaninu. That when we handle our mishnah, the dachui, it means before shchita and after shchita. Rab zeiro ima koidim chatzos ul acha chatzos shaninu. It's everything telling chatzos before chatzos and after chatzos. If it's found, then it's dachi. What is man of shchitas haPesach? Ketanoyis, what is tanoyim about this? HaPesach shenimtza koidim shchita. HaPesach is found before shchita. Yira. La'acha shchita yikarev. After shchita is a shlamim, but before shchita, everything's telling shchita is dachi. Rabbi koidim chatzos yira. La'acha chatzos yikarev. You can bring it for shlamim because after chatzos, it's not dachi anymore. And the shaila is, the only shaila is, what's the pshat? We understand shchita, that makes a dachi. How does chatzos make it? You still can bring a shchita here, so it's still a dachi. How can I make it after chatzos already? It's makrav shlamim because not dachi. What do you mean? I came 2 hours after chatzos and I picked out this one. I said, you're not a shlamim. You're not a pesach. You're a pesach. It's dachi. So chari, even by chatzos after by chatzos, what's pshat? What?
What happens if you find it after chatzos? Kedim shchita.
Right, that's the machlokes. That's the machlokes. That is the machlokes with Rav and Ramzer. Because here you found it after chatzos, before shchita. Now it came to time for shchita. I could have technically brought that one also, the original one. And I didn't bring it, so it should be dachi. So I stand very good on the yom. It's called dachi. But the other one says no. If you found it after chatzos, it's a shlom. It's not dachi. Why is it not dachi? What? Yeah, but it's the ma'isa. I could have brought it as a pesach. I could have brought it.
It's true.
So then that's dachi, and I didn't bring it. It's dachi. So the tzlach has his kash. So the tzlach has a shtickle Torah. It's a Torah, it's a shtickle Torah based on a Mishnah and Yuma. But basically, the halacha is that once it hits chatzos, so then you always use automatically the shas chatzos. You have to use the one that's here now. So when you pick out later on that one, it's not really being matre b'yadayim. It's chatzos that does the dichri really. It's chatzos that shafts the dichri, and therefore I always tell you chatzos. That's basically his plan that he tries to work out.
Rashi says.
Rashi didn't say that before. No. But Rim Rashi, no, Rim Rashi said that. No, that's what I was going to say. Rashi says that chatzos is kaveya. Chatzos is kaveya. Now, after I said it, now you can say that's what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't bring in, and he says kavata. He doesn't say what it means. So you're saying now, after this spell, kavata means that that's the one you bring. Kaveya usually means that it's kaveya that became shas akarban. That's usually what we tie to with the word hukvu pesach. It means that the time was hooked for a pesa. So you want to learn, it means that you have to use that one. I didn't realize that. But you could tie it, that's what Rashi means. Okay, go to Maravaita. Achash Shechita is Pesach Yavi Shlom. The halacha is, after the Shechita, you will bring a Shlom. That's the halacha. You find the thing after, find this original one, quote the original one, after the Shechita, you say, no problem, bring this a Shlom. You don't need a mum. You don't have to have a mum. And the tamura also. The tamura also of that, a bit more. So now we're going to ask Maishi's question. Maishi's discussion. Amar Rava. Loi shonu el shenimtza achashchita veheime ba'achashchita. You found it after shchita, and you did the tamura after shchita. Ava nimtza koidem shchita. Let's say you found the original Pesach before shchita, and we know that's a dochi, that's pushed away. Veheime ba, we did the tamura achashchita. What's the halacha of that? Zok Rava, Tumurasoi, Mekoyach, Dusha, Dukhuya, Kasa, Veloy Karva. It makes sense, right? Since the Pesach itself is Dachi, so the Tumura comes and that's also Dachi. It makes sense when you do the Tumura, basically. It has the difference what the carbon that you do with Tumura on, if it was disqualified or not. Zok Tigamara Vaiter, Eisvem, Ask your Kasha. Eisvem, Abai. Im Kesev, it's a pasuk, it's extra garden shlomim, says Im Kesev, and it's extra word. Im is extra, or the word Kesev is extra, Rashi Stubshotim, Matamalim Im Kesev. The rabbi is Tumuris Pesach, Acha Pesach, Kara Shlomim. To Marba, that a Tumuris Pesach after Pesach, let's say Acha Amoid, you make a Tumuris Pesach, it's Kara Shlomim. Hechi Dami. Ilem Shlim Sacha Shchita, that the one that you're using to make a Tumura from was found after Shchita, Behem Vacha Shchita, Pshita. That's Pashit. What's your real problem? So Lom Likro, you don't need a pasuk for that. It's pasuk, it's a Karav Shlomo. It's like, that's Karav Shlomo, it's Karav Shlomo. El Lav, Shnim Tzokayim Shchita, the Pesach was found for Shchita, and that was Dochi. Vehei Ba'acha Shchita. And still it says, you can bring up a Shlomo. So it's a Kasha and Rava. Loi Loi Lom Shnim Tzokayim Shchita, Vehei Ba'acha Shchita. Really the case was, you found the Karav Pesach, you found the Chalamoid, the original, and now you did a Tamura, then a Chalamoid. So everything is fine. That's how you can bring up a Shlomo. I wind your pasuk, cross Machta Ba'ama. The kraw is not really for this. The kraw is not for Amos. What do you use the pasuk for? El kraw l'may asa. Kei tayin like learn to the brisa. Kesef l'rabbi is a pesach la'alya. Teaching us that a pesach also brings alya. Alya is one of the emurim. By a lamb, the alya is one of the emurim. Now, all the other kabbanas, it says the first emurim. By pesach, it doesn't say the first emurim. It's learned out from an extra pasuk by Bechor, where it says, es domam, it's domam loshen rabim. It's domam task. I'll read the whole pasuk. Ach b'char shar, b'char kesef, b'char eiz loy sifta koy shem. It's domam tizur gavazbech. It's chelbam tak the ishul reichach Hashem. And we've learned the gemara before on Daf Samach Dalad that domam and chelbam are marbe pesach for the emurim because I'm a first. So you don't know aliyah yet because b'char is a shar also. There's no aliyah by shar. No aliyah by shar. So therefore, we need a pasuk to marbe pesach la aliyah. Kishuoyim im kesev. When it says im kesev, it says the im. One's the extra word is the kesev. One's the im. The reason why kesev is extra is because it says in the parasha already tzoin, and it says later on aiz. So we know that in prasal donation it has to be a lamb. So the words are extra. So what do you do with the im? The rabbi is pesach of a shnos. So a pesach that's more than a year old. V'shlomim haba machus pesach, or a shlomim that came from a kam pesach, which is meiser ha pesach, or like tamura sa pesach, that has all dinei shlomim. That has all the Shlomim, Shabbamah's Pesach, Lachom is a Shlomim. Shlomim, Smicha, V'Nesachim, and needs Smicha, V'Nesachim, through his Chaz V'Shaik. V'Kishohayim, V'im, Eiz, when it says V'im, Eiz, it's Hefzik, Inyan, it's Mafzik. Liman al-Eiz, Shein Tol, Aliyah, teaches us that Eiz does not need an Aliyah. And Rashi says, some people say the reason is because the goat doesn't have a tail. It's not true, it's not the Pshat, the goat has a little bit of a tail. And it really starts from the kidneys. When it says tail, it means the amount of tail. It means from the kidneys. So Rashi says, this is the pasuk, because the Hifzik Indian teaches us that it doesn't need aliyah. Not because what people say, that an Aes doesn't have aliyah. Ike de masla ha-resha. Some say Rava's memra on the resha. It says in the resha, ha-pesach shenimsa koidem shchitas ha-pesach. If you find a karm pesach before, the original one before you shechted the pesach. Yira achi yistav, it, we have to wait to get some mum, because dachu, you can't bring that alone for shlamim. You have to wait to get some mum. If you macha, if you don't shlamim, mechain tamura also the same halacha as the tamura. A tamura you do before the shechita, it also has the year out you start. Let's get a mum. Amar Rava, this Rava is the opposite of Rava before. Amar Rava, this lishtachrina. Amar Rava. It's only if it was found, the Karm Pesach original one was found before Shechita, so it's Dachi B'Yadayim, and then he did a Temura before Shechita. You can bring a Temura Shlomim. Even though it's Kam Kach Dusha Dechuyah, don't care. My time, Ki Kava Shechita Midi Chazula Midi Chazula. So Kava Shechita here means, that's why I thought Rashi meant also, Kava Shechita means that when do you have Dachi, something that's Chazula. Midlay Chazila, it wasn't a Tamura yet, Loy Kava is no Dachi at all. So even though it's a Dachi on the one you're getting it from, but still, it won't transfer to the Tamura. The Tamura won't be the Dachi. That's Rava's Chiddush now, not like the Rava before. Eisve Abaya, Abaya has a kash from the same Brysa, but later on that same Brysa. Eisve Abaya, Im Kesef Matam Olay Mele Rabbis, Tamura's Pesach, Acha Pesach, Shkir Vashlam. First was Mimarva, that Tamura's a Pesach, after Pesach, Shkir Vashlam, which means, like we said before, that everything was after Pesach. The Pesach was found after Pesach, and towards Pesach after Pesach, it's Makav Shlomim. Yochel Zok the Brisa. After Fnei HaPesach came, even before Pesach, the Temur will be Makav Shlomim. Tam Lema, who Karev, ain't Temurasa Pesach Kareva. Towards Pesach not Kareva. So, Hechida, what's the case? Ilema Shinimtsa Kareva B'Shchita, you found it before Shchita, Vehem Ba Kareva B'Shchita, and you did Temur before Shchita. That's Pshita. It's Pashut. Lom Likro, you don't need a Pasuk for that. And even though we had a Gemara before, it says a little bit of a chiddush that even though it's set up by beginning for Meisah Shlom, Meisah Pesach, because you can't use it, but still, that you don't need a pasuk for that. Tyson Rashi says you don't need a pasuk for that. So if the Temura happened before the Shechita, when everything was Dachi then, so of course it can't be Makrevet. Ella must be Lav, Shemimsa Koidim Shechita, Vehim Ba'acha Shechita. It must be telling us a chiddush that even though you found the Pesach before Shechita, that was Dachi, you made a Temura after Shechita, still since it's coming with Koyach Kedusha Dechuya, it cannot be brought as a Shlomim. And there's a Kasha on Rava, Tiyufta, the Rava Tiyufta. Here the Gemara can't answer Smach the Ba'alma, because what else are you using the Miyat for? Who Karav Ein Temura Sekareva? And therefore, it's teaching us not like Rava, not like the second Rava, and it's like the first Rava. It's a riot to the first Rava, actually. And like Tosfos asks, Gemara said, the one who had a mace in his bride said, it's a riot to Rava's first Rava, as Tosfos asks Kasha. It's a riot to the first Rava that a Temura afterwards will not be good, even though you did the Temura afterwards. It will not be good. It's coming with Koyach, Kedusha, Dechuya, Asya.